Chapter 10 The Bear.
Magua looked at Duncan and Alice. He laughed and went towards them. Suddenly the bear was in the room. It quickly held Magua. Magua could not move. He could not turn round. Duncan ran to the Huron. He tied Magua's arms. Then he tied Magua's feet. Magua started to speak, but Duncan put a cloth into his mouth. Hawkeye took off the bear's head.
"We must go quickly," he said. "Alice, you will wear a blanket. You will be the sick Huron woman. Then you can leave the Huron's village."
Hawkeye put on the bear's head again. Alice put a blanket over her head. Duncan carried Alice out of the cave, and Hawkeye followed Duncan. The Huron chief was outside the cave. "I am taking the sick woman away," said Duncan. "I will bring her to your house tomorrow." Hawkeye, Duncan, and Alice left the village. Then Hawkeye led Duncan and Alice to a path. "This path goes to a small river," Hawkeye said to them. "You will see a hill. The village of the Delawares is near the hill. You will be safe with the Delawares."
"What are you going to do?" asked Duncan.
"I must go back for Uncas," said Hawkeye. It was dark in the village. The Hurons were in their houses. They were asleep. Hawkeye was looking for Uncas. The scout was wearing the bear's skin. He looked in all the buildings. Then he saw two men outside a house. They were guards, but they were asleep. Hawkeye quietly went inside the house. Uncas was lying on the floor. His hands and feet were tied with rope. Hawkeye took off the bear's head. Uncas smiled.
"Hawkeye," he said quietly.
Hawkeye untied Uncas's hands and feet. Then he took off the bear's skin. Uncas and Hawkeye ran quickly from the village.
"We shall go to the Delawares' village," said Hawkeye.
"Yes," said Uncas. "The Delawares are the children of my grandfather. They will help us."
The next morning, the Hurons went to get Uncas. They were going to kill him. They found the bear's skin, but they did not find the Mohican. Then they went to the cave. They found a dead woman, but they did not find Alice. They found Magua. His hands and feet were tied. A cloth was in his mouth. The Hurons untied Magua's hands and feet. They took the cloth from his mouth. Magua was angry.
"Kill the Mohican prisoner, now!" he shouted.
"He has gone," said one of the chiefs.
Magua shouted with anger, and he ran out of the cave.